Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to another edition episode of AP Empowers. I just made it. I told you guys I was going to do my best to try to come to you once a month, and it is April the 30th, so I just made it. It has been somewhat of a busy time for your girl here at AP Empowers. Got a lot of little irons in the fire, including some personal things with my family, but just super excited about life, about living, about 2021, and all of the things that God is ready to bestow upon us all. The only asterisk by that is you have to be willing and ready to receive it. And I am. So definitely been busy, guys. Again, thanks for tuning in to another episode of AP Empowers. And of course, I come today to uplift, to inspire, and to empower today. And of course, you guys know, before I get into my topic today, the topic today is going to be the need to pivot. I want you guys to understand the importance of the need to pivot, especially coming off of 2020, especially coming off of a pandemic, especially coming off of COVID-19. I know that many of you in your life have had to pivot, and sometimes that can be uncomfortable, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we do that, of course, I'm going to take care of some housekeeping. Guys, I have been going over and above to try to continue to promote. For those of you who may just be listening for the first time, I am Angela Pryde. I am a self-published author of 3 books. When Women Lead, Volumes 1, 2, and Unconventional just came out in 2019. So they are all available on Amazon.com. So rush on over there. They're all available in Kindle and or paperback, right? So you can go ahead and get your copy. And today, that need to pivot is going to be coming out of When Women Lead, Volume 1. I talk about that a little bit briefly in that volume, and you can kind of hear what I have to say there. But I'm not going to say the same thing, obviously, that I say in my book today. But I just, again, that thing just spoke to my spirit. I wrote it down probably about 2 weeks ago because I really meant to do this podcast 2 weeks ago. But life happens, guys. You know how that goes. But also, with AP Empowers. AP Empowers is presenting a new thing, guys. I have something. It's called Connect Four. And basically, as a Black business owner myself, I obviously want to give back, pour back into my community, help other Black business owners. And so Connect Four is going to do just that. It is bridging the gap between Black small business owners or big businesses. It doesn't matter to me. As long as you are a Black business owner, I want you to head over to my website. That is coachwithpride.com. There is a form in the middle of the page. You got to scroll down a little bit, and you can get to that form. Put in your information, put in your business name, put in a description about your business, and let us get you signed up for Connect Four. Connect Four is basically bringing together 4 businesses at a time and basically getting to know one another on a more intimate level, getting to know how we can connect, how we can refer each other, how we can do business, and how we can just basically grow together. We are so much better together, guys, any business. But again, God laid this on my heart as well. With so much going on in the world, I am an avid networker. I am, you know, just out front in everything that I do. But I've learned that so many businesses aren't that way. So many businesses don't know the first thing about networking. So many businesses don't know how to effectively connect and, you know, grow together. And so basically, that's what we're doing here at AP Empowers. We're basically presenting Connect Four. And so again, if you know of a Black business owner, you know, no shame, or no shot at any other business owners. I love all business owners, and particularly small business owners, minority business owners, whatever. If you do business with me, I definitely promise you, more than likely, I'm going to do some sort of business with you as well. But again, this is just really a specific assignment of mine, and I'm just trying to be obedient to the calling that has been placed upon my life as a business owner. And so I'm excited about this. So if you know of a Black business owner, if you are a Black business owner, head over to my website. Again, that's coachwithpride.com. Fill out the form that's in the middle of the website and let us know about your business. Let us know who you are. I think there's a place for your phone number, but fill it out in its entirety. Don't leave anything out. You can't give too much details about your business, because if everything works out the way that I want it to work out, we'll definitely be starting next month in May. We're going to be doing doing two events a month, again, four businesses at a time. And if at all possible, I'm going to do my best to, you guys hear the birds chirping in the back, in my backyard. I'm in my room off my pool, so the windows are open because it's spring and that breeze sometimes feels really, really well over here. But anyway, head over there, fill out the form, and hopefully we can connect. But I'm also going to try to match certain businesses that I feel can do business with one another. We're going to do a lunchtime event, and we're also going to do a happy hour event. So if you guys are game for that, please head over to my website and sign up for it. I still have a few more spots available that are free. The first 50 businesses will be and are free, no charge. Because I'm also learning the amount of time that's going to go into scheduling these events, trying to plan them, trying to get everybody on the same page, trying to get those four businesses saying, yes, I want to have lunch on this day, that sort of thing. So I don't want to talk too much about that, but that's just one other venture that I have going on. Most of you know about CWP Sports Consulting. Well, that a big portion of our sports consulting has to do with academics. And so I'm the head of the academic. I'm the lead consulting on the academic arm of CWP Sports Consulting. Easy for me to say. Wow, that's a mouthful. But anyway, I am the academic arm of that piece. And so I've been getting a lot of calls about kids that are getting ready for high school, kids that are getting ready for college. I've had three already be in college. I've got one headed to college this fall, and I got one more that's going to be coming up, and we're going to see what her interests are and things like that. So I've been getting a lot of calls. So I'm also opening myself up for consultations, one-on-one consultations. I did do a workshop this month on the academia piece of it, but I just don't want to do workshops. I want people to come to me who are serious. I want people to come to me who are focused. And basically, that's what I want to do with that. So if you want a one-on-one consultation, Angela, if you want a one-on-one consultation with me about your student, doesn't have to be a student athlete. If you want that consultation for your student athlete, we obviously offer that as well. But if you really just want to focus on the academic piece, we can sit down and we can sit down for an hour and go through where your child is now, where you want them to be, and I will definitely make some recommendations, look at their grades, look at their classics, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So if you want to do that, you can also hit me up, DM me on social media, email me at info@coachwithpride.com. Let me know you're wanting to set up a consultation for the academic piece of CWP Sports Consulting, and I will definitely get back with you ASAP, okay? So those are just a few things that I have going on. I'm excited as well to be bringing back my When Women Lead Networking Socials, hoping to bring that back this summer. I'm looking at June right now to host my first event of the year for my When Women Lead, because I know that audience is starving. Like, outside of reading my books and things like that, I've not really been focused in on that piece. But yes, we are coming back in June. So excited about that. Super excited about it. I apologize for that, guys. Let me make sure I turn everything on mute here as I am doing the podcast. But anyway, enough about the housekeeping and what I have going on. Again, I appreciate you tuning in to AP Empowers today, and I hope that this episode blesses you. And as I talked about already, the topic for today is the need to pivot. The Life Lessons of 2020 is seriously a book that I'm considering writing, but I haven't started that one yet. But real life in general is just about lessons and things. You run into hurdles, you run into stumbling blocks and things like that. But as I also mentioned in chapter 7 of When Women Lead Volume 1, I mentioned the act of pivoting, the need to pivot in certain situations in your life. And it doesn't have to be in leadership. It doesn't have to be because you're a woman. Everybody at some point in their life needs to pivot. And some of you may be saying, what are you talking about? If you're not a sports person, you probably don't know what I'm talking about when I say pivot. You can look it up in the dictionary, but I'm just going to give you my definition. I did play a little bit of basketball in high school and felt like I had some skills, but that was one of the things that you know, my coach always, that pivot foot, you know. So it's when you have to make kind of an unexpected turn. It's when you have to, you know, make an adjustment in your life, maybe, and go the other way or do something different. And I reference 2020 because in 2020, a lot of things happen. You know, an example is my business. You know, I go out and I speak to companies and I do trainings and things like that. Well, I had two contracts going early 2020 and one actually ended fairly early in 2020, I think March, but before everything hit. But the other one, I had about 3 more months on it. And guess what? I had to pivot. I had to go from going into these companies to actually creating virtual webinars, virtual meetings, things like that. And so many of you guys know that life right now, it consists of Zoom meetings. Life right now consists of us doing things that we are not accustomed to doing. This is not our norm. Some people were like, this is the new norm. And I'm like, absolutely not. I'm not going to receive that. We will get back to normal. We will be get back to no mask and things like that. But until things are safe, I totally understand, totally respect the need to protect ourselves and to stay healthy. But back to the pivoting aspect of that. So many people had to do different things in 2020 that they weren't accustomed to. And some people didn't do too well with that. And so that is hence my talk today. I want to talk to you guys about why some people are uncomfortable with pivoting, why it makes you feel uncomfortable. Because if you are going one way, you know, it's just like if you're in your car and you're driving and then you see those cones and things and then people want to detour you and make you go another way. And you're like, oh, but I was just right there at my destination. And you know, so that's another example of when you have to pivot. And you can look at it as a detour, but I feel like it's just another way to get to where you're going. I don't think pivoting is a bad thing. I think that we need to be able to make adjustments. And, you know, that's what my book Unconventional is about. It's about moving past the excuses. But moving past the excuses means that you're going to prepare yourself to make some adjustments, right? A lot of people want to make excuses and they want to say, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. No, I'm the person that says, hey, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to do something different. And so I gave you guys the example of my business where I had to start doing virtual meetings. Well, I turned that into also doing the same thing for, you know, some of my personal clients, some of my personal coaching clients. I started creating workshops. Me and my husband started doing our podcast on Facebook Live, you know, just something where we could still interact, but also be effective in getting our thoughts across, getting our points out, getting the information to the people that were trying to hear it. So there's also a chapter in my book that talks about when women lead, that is volume one, never stop at no. And I feel like when you get frustrated with the aspect of pivoting, that means that you're allowing something to halt you. You're allowing something to stop you. And I'm here today to encourage you that the alternative to getting past that no in many instances is learning to pivot, learning to be better, learning to do something different, learning to make that adjustment. And trust me, guys, if I can do it, you can do it. It's all in your response. Like, you, things can happen to you and you can respond poorly. And obviously that doesn't make for a good situation, right? But when you respond the right way, when you respond with a strong pivot, but you're determined to keep going, you are winning. And you must understand that everything I talk about in my talks, in my books, it's about winning. I'm trying to get you in the win column. It's never about losing. It's never about being defeated. It's never about being a victim. It is absolutely about winning. And so having to pivot does not mean that you're losing. It means that you're making an adjustment, and hopefully in your case, a healthy adjustment, right? Because not all adjustments are good. But to pivot also means to turn. It means that you're going one way, but now you turn to do something else, or to, again, adjust. And so, again, I want to encourage you guys today that it's not a bad thing. We need to, we had in 2020, many of us had that need to pivot. We had to pivot. We had to turn. We had to go in a different direction. And like I said, a lot of people made a lot of money in 2020 because of their ability to pivot. And that is where I want to encourage you today. Like I said, sometimes when you have to go in a different direction, that is definitely not necessarily a bad thing. It is really 9 times out of 10, depending on your response. If you respond well, then guess what? You're going to win. You're going to have that mindset to where it's not a bad thing. You're going to have the positivity that it takes sometimes to get you through that turn. Right? So, you know, pivoting is also, it's a transition. You know, you may think that you're going one way, but God may have another plan in your life, right? So sometimes it's like, you know, I often use the phrase that fear will make us hold on to things that God himself is trying to get us away from. So sometimes God is trying to get you to pivot, but you're just so, you know, headstrong. You're so stuck. You don't want change. You don't want to do anything different. You don't want to make the adjustment. And that is what makes your transition difficult. That's what makes your transition negative. That's what makes you feel like I'm losing because I don't want to do this. I was doing it this way. What was wrong with this way? When I'm telling you guys, I'm saying to you right now, there is nothing wrong with making that adjustment. There is nothing wrong with you making that turn. There is nothing wrong with you having to make a transition. No matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter what you may look like, no matter what your sex is, there is nothing wrong with you having to pivot. The need to pivot in a lot of instances is very effective and it's helpful. So sometimes you just got to receive it for yourself, okay? So, you know, how many of you guys know that life will always happen? Like I said, I planned on doing this podcast, 2 weeks ago? Well, guess what? It's 2 weeks later and I'm just doing it. Life happens to everybody. Life happens to us all. And you are no different from me. But I just stopped by to encourage you today that you can make it through whatever the situation is, whatever the circumstance is. You've got to find the factors that motivate you to keep going. You've got to find the factors that motivate you to keep it positive. You've got to find those factors that are going to help you get to that next level, to that other side, to your destination. And it's going to all come from within you. It's going to come from you pushing yourself. It's going to come from you being positive. It's going to come from you embracing the transition, embracing the change, embracing that thing that you don't really want to have to embrace, right? So learn to pivot. Learn to be okay with pivoting. Pivoting is not having to pivot. I'll say it like that. Is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. I think in our lives, a lot of times we definitely need that pivot, and then we can breathe that sigh of relief once we get to our destination because we adjusted well, because we didn't complain, because we didn't moan and groan, because we weren't angry, because we did it with the spirit of excellence. So whatever you have to tell yourself, whatever you have to do to get to that next level, I need you to do it. I need you to do it today. I need you to do it tomorrow and the day after and next week. And I need you to encourage others. I need you to share this podcast if this is blessing to you, if it's speaking to your spirit, if you're one of those people that, you know, you're still on 2020. We're 4 months, 5 months now into 2021, and you're still talking about 2020. Let it go. Pivot. Shift. Figure out the life lessons that you learned in 2020 and run with that. Be better in 2021, because I promise you, God has more in store for you in 2021. But if you are not in a position to receive it, guess what? It just might pass you by. And that's why I dropped by today to tell you there is a need to pivot in your situation right now. But you're holding on to it. You're staying stuck. You're staying in that same situation. And you want to just say, woe is me. But no, we cast that out today. We rebuke that spirit off of you. There is no negativity, nothing but good vibes coming from APM Powers. I want you to get up. I want you to get out and get something. And the only way you're going to do that is if you change that thinking. Let go of the negativity. Allow the positivity to come in and be okay when you have to pivot. I really, really hope that this blessed somebody today. I was super excited to get this message out to you. I try not to get on the podcast and just talk to hear myself think again. I just have a little bit of content for you guys. And like I said, if it blessed you, make sure you share the podcast with someone else. Because again, I'm only here to uplift, to encourage, and to empower you to be better, right? To inspire you to do something different, to push you to your next level. Thank you guys. I hope you guys heard my housekeeping. I hope that you will go and purchase my books if you need some motivation, if you need some self-help. That's what my books are all about. They're available on Amazon.com. Just type in Angela Pride or Angela R. Pride and they will come up for you. If you need me, I'm here. So just message me info@coachwithpride.com. Until next time, I pray that you are blessed. And again, 2020, the best is yet, 2021, I'll say, the best is yet to come. Y'all have a great, 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 great day, evening, whenever you're listening to this morning. I hope that you are bringing your sunshine with you.